So I received a phone call this morning from a couple of parents who were in the parking lot, one of whom doesn't even live in Niagara Falls, as I suspect there were probably many in this category. And he was there because he had paid for his son to be in a hockey clinic during the for the week. So a week-long hockey clinic, which I remember doing when I was a youth hockey player. And they get to the arena to find out the arena's been essentially padlocked. There's police there. And all of this because there's a disagreement or a lack of conclusivity. The mayor wants to change who runs the arena. And the city council tabled the RFP award at their last meeting. Now, that's government. They did not vote on awarding the RFP to a different company. The gentleman that has run it for several years. And again, this is sort of a larger political issue or a governmental issue. But to close the arena and deprive people who've paid to be there, kids for a hockey clinic, seemed like an unnecessary step. So I didn't know all of this. I got the call. I reached out to the mayor. We had a frank discussion. He said he would see what he could do to get the arena back open. And I'm glad to say he opened the arena. There was obviously some discussion and they got the arena back open. And my understanding is the kids and the parents were able to go in and at least get some of their ice time that they were scheduled for today. So I'm grateful and I'm thankful that occurred. Whatever disagreements are happening between the mayor and the council, I don't think kids and parents who are there to play hockey should be caught in the middle of that. It's unnecessary. And again, I'm glad that cooler heads prevailed.
What went through your mind when you heard of this?
Well, at first I couldn't understand. You know, I thought, well, let me make a few phone calls. Look, I've been in government. I was a mayor. A lot of times you hear one part of the story, but there's sometimes more to it. I can't really say that I learned anything that would, to me, have led for the arena to be locked or shuttered, especially without any advance notice. So hopefully, cooler heads can prevail. I know it's hot outside. Hopefully we can all keep our tempers about us, be adults, keep the arena open. And then there's no reason, you know, if the city decides to go with a different operator, that's their determination. I wasn't calling to sort of weigh in on that. I was just calling to see if there was something that could be done to open the arena to allow some of these families and these kids to go back inside. And again, I'm thankful to the mayor and everyone else who helped make that happen today.
What did you hear? What have you heard as a possible reason why the city did this?
Well, again, it sort of stems the rationale why it had to be closed or shuttered or this sort of, you know, happened. And again, I don't know exactly where that call came from, but I can't give you a really good answer. To me, it seems a little bit like gamesmanship. There's an operator who's been there for a number of years. If there is an issue or if there was an issue with that operator, it's one that I'm not directly aware of. But again, there was an RFP put out. I don't believe there's a current agreement with the current operator. I think it's sort of like a month-to-month sort of handshake agreement between the city and he. An RFP was put out to have a more formalized contract. I believe he and some others were, you know, put a proposal together. And I believe whatever committee viewed that, they went with a different operator. An out-of-state operator, I believe. I learned a lot of this morning. And that was put before the council at the last meeting. A lot of folks in the community showed up in support of the current operator, in support of, you know, the work that they've done at the arena. And after that back and forth with the members of the community and the city of Niagara Falls, the council made the decision to simply table it until they are allowed to have further discussion on the matter. That happens on a regular basis. I'm sure your listeners, anyone and any has ever been to a city council meeting, things get tabled all the time while people have further discussions. The council's on recess until September, when I suspect they will take this back up. and hopefully have some discussions between the mayor and the city council between now and then, and hopefully can come to some kind of agreement on what to do going forward. I played in Hyde Park as a kid. They spent a lot of money over there, I know, a couple of years ago. I think it's a great arena. A lot of kids obviously continue to take advantage of it in youth hockey, in summer clinics, summer camps. And so, you know, the city obviously is the owner ultimately of the arena. And so, you know, to me, it was just a bad look for the city as well to have a bunch of parents and kids from over Western New York potentially, and the rink's closed. So just not a good look. And so, again, hopefully they can get to an agreement on sort of the long-term issue of who operates the arena. But I think in the short term, there's no reason that I can be aware or that I'm aware of that it needs to be shuttered or closed, certainly without any kind of notice. Let the kids keep playing there. Whoever's paid ice for ice time, let them keep, you know, skating there and work out the other issue like adults. And they can get to an agreement here in the near future. But I was just, again, I want to thank the mayor. You know, again, we have a working relationship. The arena was opened back up. To my knowledge, the families and the kids, you know, who were there were allowed in, and hopefully they were able to get their ice time and get at least most of their ice time that they paid for today. But it's a week-long clinic, so hopefully this is not an issue, at least for the rest of this week.